Good morning and welcome to a very special episode of Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. We come to you today live via Black College Sports Network from a place that is a landmark, an institution around the Jackson State University community. I'm Charles Bishop here with my man Neely. Neely, you are at the location of choice today. Talk to us about where you're from, my buddy.
Hey, man, you know, first of all, there is no more of a iconic institution in HBCU world than Jackson State University. And there's no more of an icon place to eat in that atmosphere than Stamp Burger. So we're here live from Stamp Burger today, man. We're going from 11:30 to 1:30. Got some guests we're bringing on, talking about some hot topics. Let's just get at it, Chuck, like we're here. I know, you know, we had the game postponed, so you're stuck by in Houston to air from there, and we're just going to make it work, man. We're going to make
it work. No doubt about it. No
doubt about
it. A lot of great guests that are going to stop by with us today and talk a little bit about some things going on in and around Jackson State. But I wanted you to introduce our first guest and let us know who's coming up.
Sure, man. Our first guest, you know, is very timely. And we had this guest scheduled before the game got postponed against Valley this weekend. You know, one of the things that we have to always be aware of is the pandemic. I have my mask on because somebody is less than 6 feet away. But as soon as they move, I'm going to breathe. So our first guest, man, is an expert in this area, JSU graduate, Dr. Victor Sutton with the Mississippi Department of Health, and actually the Director of Preventive Health. And so he's doing a lot of efforts in the Black community as it relates to COVID-19. Want to bring him on and just have a quick talk about what can we expect going forward from this pandemic. Dr. Sutton, you there? There he is.
How's everybody?
Doing well, Dr. Sutton.
Man, doing good this morning. Talk about yourself.
Oh, man, just good working from home today and a pleasure to be with you guys, man. Really, really big fans of what you guys are doing and what you guys are doing for the community and for man. ASU. Yeah, I love.
Man, we appreciate that. And the same kudos goes to you, man, the work that you're doing in preventive health way before this pandemic. In the areas of knowing your numbers, heart disease, even mental health awareness, all those things that impact the Black community that we can really address from HBCUs, particularly 1400 Lynch Street. Want to bring you on, man, because, you know, we're celebrating the spring season. We're trying to get back to normal, but we're still in the middle of a pandemic. So what are some words of advice and caution that you can give us from health as we stay more aware during these times?
You know, I think this is a very opportunity. A great opportunity as we come to on the cusp of being canceled with our games with Mississippi Valley and Jackson State, which everybody was looking forward to. You know, we're close to being back to normal. If we will continue the course, we will continue the course of social distancing, washing your hands and being mindful. But I think we have a unique opportunity because we have this vaccine here. And so we're working really hard to dispel the myths. Don't get your education from the internet. Get your education from the science, you know, get the education from folks that have gotten the science. You cannot get COVID from the vaccine. You just can't. Even though it was fast approved, but no steps were skipped in the approval process of the vaccine. And so we're really trying to help with the hesitancy. We still have hesitant issues in our community, but we also have access issues. And so we're trying to work through a number of different partnerships right now with HBCUs. Was talking to President Hudson on yesterday, and we talked with President Briggs from Mississippi Valley. We talked with Rust College President as well as Alcorn as well, because we think HBCUs would be great sites for vaccination sites. They're trusted places in the community. Folks are comfortable going there. What better way to serve the community as a HBCU that we're seeing is impacting our community? So we're looking at trying to dispel myths around hesitancy, and we're also looking at innovative ways to increase the access.
Dr. Sutton, I wanted to follow up and ask, especially with regards to vaccinations. You mentioned that there are a lot of myths and things of that nature out there, but what would you tell the person who is on the fence right now with regards to getting vaccinated?
Appreciate it, Brother Charles. we're living through a historic time. Okay. No one want to see their kids not have a prom. Everybody want to go back to the basketball, to the basketball games and football games with the sonic boom in the stands, and be able to, interact. Our way back to normalcy, okay, is this vaccine. Our way back to normalcy, to getting back to where, Brother Neely can be at on site and not have to wear a mask, is gonna be with this vaccine. There's just no way around it. And so we gotta have a certain amount of folks in the community, a certain amount of folks around to have this, to get this herd immunity, but it's gonna take folks being responsible and getting that vaccine. Mm-hmm. It's safe. I've had it. I can tell you my experiences. I mean, my arm was sore the first time I got the Moderna, and I got the second shot, and I got a little tired. I had to lay it down for a couple hours. And everybody has different kind of effects, but I would much rather be a little tired or be a little fatigued than to be in the hospital, or better yet, give this to someone that I love carrying around. So, you know, that mask that Brother Neely has on, that's protecting him from you. It's so, mm-hmm. that's being responsible. And so to your question, Charles, is that we have an opportunity to get back to normal. The pathway is through the vaccine, and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of every these Zoom calls. I want to be in front of both of you guys and talking and seeing about those things and having that contact. Yeah. Because, you know, it's great in our community and hit our community. Because I tell you, if other folks catch a cold, Black folks catch the flu. And so we gotta make sure that we gotta do those things and protect our community.
No doubt. Yeah, about
Chuck,
it.
I appreciate that. Now, Dr. Sutton, he said his arm was a little sore. That may have been from all those preacher curls he does, because, you know, he ain't no slouch in the gym now. So, but you're exactly right, man. We're here to just dispel some of those myths out there about the vaccine, that if you want to get back to normal, if you want the sonic boom in the stands, if you want to be 60,000 in Memorial Stadium for our first home game this fall, the pathway to that is the vaccine. And as you wait on your turn for the vaccine, the pathway is mask. Wait.
Hand sanitizer,
yeah.
That's not all.
Yeah.
you have to stay vigilant as we get through that process. And you can have a normal life. We're doing a live show from a restaurant. They got the burgers lining up, man. People are coming in ordering. But we just have to stay aware. And when your opportunity comes to get the vaccine, we encourage you to get the vaccine. Dr. Sutton, anything else you got for us, brother, before we let you bounce off? Because you got the people's work to do out there.
Oh, man, I just want to say, man, you guys keep up the great work. If there's anything that I can do to help support that, I plan to do that as we look in coming into the later on this year and then into the fall, because I think the platform you guys have created, keep spreading this message. And if there's anything from the health department, we support this program and support your work.
We appreciate that, man. And let me just also say, I am loving the beard. Beard game, baby.
Hey, I was inspired by somebody. Right.
No doubt about it. Thank
hey,
you
no one stuff. Cared who I was until I put on the mask.
That's right.
Dr. Sutton,
thank you,
appreciate
Dr. Sutton, for stopping by and providing that much needed information.
All right. Keep up the good work, and thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank you. Dr. Victor Sutton, Neely, providing us with some very poignant information in terms of what we have to do to stay vigilant to get through this pandemic so that we can get to seeing a normal fall season. If you
Man,
will.
Chuck, I'm Thursday, March 4th at 1 p.m. I rolled that sleeve up. Oh, yeah. It was just a way to show that Kappa brand off, too. But, you know, I rolled that sleeve up and get that shot in. I'm looking forward to it, man, because that is the pathway back to what we call normal. Now that we have vaccines readily available and appointments and open up, we're just encouraging everybody to do the right thing, get an appointment.
No doubt about it. The next guest that we have coming in here on Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club, special broadcast day here on the Black College Sports Network, is our president of our National Alumni Association, Dr. Alexia Norwood. She's going to provide some great information in terms of some things that the National Alumni Association is trying to do. So we want to welcome Dr. Norwood to Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club.
Oh, good afternoon. Good morning. How are you, gentlemen?
Thank you. Thank you for stopping by. You guys are doing so much with the National Alumni Association. We want to give you a platform and an opportunity to kind of talk about some of those things right now, that the some incentives that I guess the National Alumni Association is trying to do.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, one, thank you for the opportunity. And I just want to thank you, gentlemen, for the work that you're doing as well with our Alumni Association and with our institution. You know, JSU is the sixth largest HBCU in the country, and we continue to do significant work with the major work that we do, being that of educating brilliant young minds to go and make differences in the world wherever they are. So I'm really grateful that we've got 50,000 plus alumni across the world, making a difference for JSU and making a difference for students. Two things I really want to share with you today are one, I want to give an update of what's occurring on our campus with our students. And secondly, I want to talk a little bit about what JSU NAA is doing for our top three priorities and look for how all of you hopefully can join us with those priorities. So number one, you know, with the weather that's been occurring across the country, especially in Texas and in Jackson, our students are on campus and they are safe. So I want all of our listeners to know that our kids are safe on campus for those that are there. The president and the university have noted that this water situation with our students and with the city is lasting a bit longer than anticipated. So our students are being allowed the opportunity to go home and to continue their virtual learning. So we're all making sure that there's water, there's plenty of showers, portable showers and restrooms for our students for those that are on campus. And JSU NAA just donated over 4,000 bottles of water on campus for this week for our students. So I want to say thank you to all of our alumni family and community that's done the very same, donated funds, donated water to our students and to make a difference for those that are there on campus and our faculty and staff. JSU has also taken some of those waters and donated it back to the community, because we're in a community to make sure that not only are we taken care of, but those around us are taken care of. So I really appreciate that effort. And for those of you that are looking to see what else can be done in this time period, what else you can contribute, please know that you can reach out to the Development Foundation, our DIA, the Office of Institutional Advancement, with the VP Cohen. She has, she can actually give some guidance for exactly what it is that our students may need going forward. So there's always a need to make sure our kids get a quality education and that there are funds available for them, as well as things for our pantry and so forth. So I just want to make sure that for all of you that are listening, please continue to look out for whatever it is that you can do to help our residents in Texas, as well as our students on campus.
Thank you so much for what you do, Dr. Norwood. Go ahead, Neil.
Yeah, I was going to just say the same thing, just echo that we appreciate your leadership in these trying times, you know, that we've had to go through a pandemic, through ice storms, through school being virtual, and the National Alumni Association has been there every step of the way to get involved with the students, the student athletes, to make sure that they are the number one priority, the number one customer base. So, you know, what can folks do to further help the cause? You know, when's our next membership drive? How do people join up? And you don't have to actually have gone to Jackson State to be a member of the Alumni Association. That check is going to deposit the same. So how do we get more people involved, Dr. Norwood?
Oh, you just blessed me. You just blessed me. That's right. If you care about kids and you care about an education, you can become a member of the JSU National Alumni Association. Please go to jsunaa.org and sign up. Our membership dues are $50. Those that goes to help all of our efforts that the Alumni Association does for the university and for our students. So thank you for that. Please join and become active with the National Alumni Association. And these are our top three priorities for this year so that you also have a reason to join us. We are raising $1 million. That's our goal, to raise $1 million for the JSU National Alumni Association Endowment. That endowment helps our students across the world, even where we don't have chapters. So that's the purpose of our endowment. We are going to be working, and you're going to hear us talking about different efforts to raise $1 million for the JSU NAA endowment. That's number one. Number two, we're looking to make sure that all of our chapters, all 50 plus chapters that we have in existence across the country, that all of those chapters have an endowment in place for their area. So those endowments help local students who are living in Houston, Dallas, California, Los Angeles, Arizona, Mississippi, and all across the country where we have chapters to help students locally to get funds for scholarships. And number three, the third priority with our organization is to get 8,000 plus students back on that JSU campus. You and I know. How important it is that JSU continues to change and challenge minds and change lives. So we are going to help to get that enrollment back up to that, to those numbers that we've had historically. So we think we have a great product because we know how to educate kids. We know that we have the right professors because they care beyond just the academics. And we think we've got the right alums who make sure that those funds are available for those students to get what they need when there's a deficit. So those are our three top priorities.
Well, thank you, Dr. Norwood. You always come in and you've been a guest on Tiger Talk before. You always provide tremendous information for all of our alums. We definitely just thank you for all that you're doing and for giving us an opportunity to sit and talk with you again to provide even more information about the Jackson State National Alumni Association.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you both. And thank you for the work that you do to make sure that our body continues to be informed. I'm really grateful. Your voices are making a difference for all of us, our association and our students in university. So thank you for your
service.
You're
more than welcome. Thank you.
Sure thing. Thank you. Okay. That was Dr. Alexia Norwood. She is the president of the Jackson State National Alumni Association. Special broadcast today of Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club, the podcast live from an institution, Stamp Burgers. My man Neely, he's over there now. You're killing me over here.
It's killing me, Chuck. So the viewpoint I have, I can see the burger assembly line. Oh man, I'm getting weak.
No doubt about it. Here on the Black College Sports Network, we're coming to you live today from Stamp Super Burgers. Just a tremendous lineup of a lot of individuals in and around Jackson State. We're going to surprise you with a few guests along the way. But, Neil, we got our first game in last week against Edward Waters, man. 53-0. I'll take it.
I will take that every day of the week. I think you said it on the live show we did from the game that we hit and exceeded expectations in area of the game. So that's all you can ask for. And that's a new feeling for us because we've had some down years. And to go into a game and to make sure you check all those boxes on what we were able to do against that opponent, that's a win.
That's definitely a win. We had a festive atmosphere despite the weather event that happened in Jackson last week. But I tell you what, the Jackson State faithful, they still turned out for this Jackson State football team. A lot of excitement in Jackson for this era, this Coach Prime era, if you will.
Yeah. Well, we got you right there, Dr. Norwood. Can you still hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes.
While you're still with us, give us your thoughts from the alumni perspective on this Coach Prime era.
We're excited to have Coach Prime there, and he's bringing not only new energy, but we're really grateful for the funds that are being brought in and for the students. It's with the focus being on our students. And we've got a history. JSU has a history of creating giants in the field of football. So this isn't new for us. We are used to having and creating NFL legends, and we've got quite a few of them. I think more than any other state, any other institution in the state of Mississippi, JSU, NAA, and Jackson State University has produced National Hall of Famers, including the five, right? Am I right, gentlemen? Do we have five?
Hall of Famers. We got two more on the way. We have two more on the way.
Yeah, might be hearing from one of those today on
you
this
might
show.
Be hearing from one of them today.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, I here in Michigan, we have one, Lem Barney, who lives here. And I'm really grateful for the NFL Hall of Famer that does a lot with our Alumni Association. And that's Robert Brazil. Mr. Brazil is a powerhouse. Dr. Doom. You know, who represents JSU and represents as well. So look for him, too, when we have our midwinter conference that's coming up on March 13th. That'll be coming up in just a couple of weeks with a lot of special guests. So look to see even some actresses as a part of that. If you may remember Miss Ellis from the show, The Clark Sisters, who played the mother of the Clark Sisters.
She was one
of our special guests for Midwinter Conference on March 13th. We'll also have some of our alums who were there the day of the insurrection at the Capitol. We'll be talking about what they saw and how that, with that entire experience. So,
So thank you so very much.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you stopping by and appreciate the information. We'll see you soon. And we love you.
Oh, thank you. And I love you, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Right. Thank you.
Bye bye.
We got our next guest.
Here's the thing, man. Athletics is the front door to university. I don't care what school you are. You know, you don't know what the majors are at Notre Dame, but you know those gold helmets and touchdown Jesus. Mm-hmm. But Jackson State is fortunate enough that we have two front doors. We not only have our historic football program, we have the Sonic Boom of the South. And we have no other than Dr. Roderick Little, Director of Bands for Jackson State University, joining us. Come on in, Dr. Little. I see he's on mute there.
Yeah, I know our boomers will love this anytime we get Dr. Little on.
Yeah, man.
So while we wait on Dr. Little to come in, I tell you what, last week, another band performance from the Sonic Boom of the South. There we go.
There he is.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Dr. Little, how you
doing? Hey, Doc, how you making it?
Oh, man, with all things considering, God has been good. I can't complain.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, we appreciate you stopping by Tiger Talk. You know, you've been a guest on the podcast for show, and before, we appreciate you coming by this live stream video because people love the boom. I think that's a hashtag. Hashtag LUVDABOOM, love the boom. So, Doc, we appreciate you coming. I know that this has been a different season this spring, the way you guys can enter the stadium, where you have to sit, your practices. Just give us an update on what's going on with the Bengals.
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, I would just like to thank our administration for all of their support, President Husson and his entire team for being supportive of our group, you know, in order for us to function. And you know, most importantly and primarily, I want to make sure that we thank our students because they have done. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I would like to thank our students because they have done an outstanding job with functioning amongst a pandemic. And then we had the snowstorm about a couple of weeks ago. And of course, we know that there's a situation, you know, in the city of Jackson with the water. So our students have been very resilient and they have truly showed their love for our band program. And they should be commended. Absolutely. So to everybody that's on the call, if you're an alumnus of the university, if you are a former member of the Sonic Boom, please make sure that you thank those students for their major contributions that they have made to the Sonic Boom of the South. So we had our first game with Edward Waters last weekend, and obviously things were a bit different. And the reason being is because we did not have band rehearsal that entire week. And so we had to pull the band together on Saturday, and we literally practiced for 2 hours. And the reason we practiced for 2 hours is because we have to make sure that we fit within the guidelines, the CDC guidelines of COVID. And so our students came together and they put, you know, the product that we saw on Saturday, you know, together for our constituents and our fan base, and they were absolutely phenomenal. In regards to marching into the stadium, again, we didn't practice that entire week. And what we like to do in the Sonny Boom of the South, we like to train. We like to put our best foot forward. So if we're not doing it right, and if we don't have the opportunity to make sure that we practice, we're not going to do it at all. And so with that being said, that's why we didn't march into the stadium. And also, too, when we march out of the stadium, it tends to bring about large crowds. And so we have gotten that under control with our campus security. We've gotten it under control with the stadium now. So the next game, whatever that's going to be, the Sonic Boom will be marching in. And so we're very excited about that. And also, you know, we will have a reputable amount of time to prepare for the game. And so, you know, the fans can expect to hear more literature and repertoire from the band as well. So again, I just want all our fans to know that it was nothing short of amazing by just having the band there in general for the first game. Because again, as I mentioned, we just rehearsed for 2 hours, you know, prior to game day. So moving forward, you know, if God says the same in regards to the weather and we don't have any other natural disasters, we're going to be bringing the Sonic Boom of the South that everybody, you know, knows and loves at the for the games moving forward.
Because you know, technology is kind of a gift and a curse, but with YouTube, is it tough being director of bands for the Sonic Boom to kind of reinvent yourself week in, week out?
Absolutely. We have developed a pedigree in our band program to where our fans expect nothing, you know, but the best. And that's a good thing. But however, you know, it puts forth a lot of pressure on the staff and the students to make sure that we maintain that level of excellence while also being innovative. You know, you can't do some of the same things over and over again and expect to continuously trot new ground. And so that's what we're all about in our band program. So YouTube is definitely a blessing and a curse. It's more so of a blessing because we can kind of reach out to people that otherwise wouldn't know about the Sonic Boom of the South. So, you know, not just being known nationally, we want to be known globally as well, because that's how great our program is. That's how great our students are. So with that being said, YouTube is a blessing in that way. And it's also a curse because, you know, we do have, you know, a lot of critics of the band program, and rightfully so. So with that being said, you know, we just take it all in stride and we use the platform more so for the positive aspect rather than the negative aspect.
No doubt about it.
You know, Chuck, this might have been October, November, Dr. Little, I lose the dates, but I'm sitting at home on a Sunday afternoon and I get a text message from Coach Prime. And he says, Neely, I got to talk to Doc. And hey, Chuck, it's Jackson State, man. It's 200 docs up there. So I asked for a little clarity. He says, I need to talk to the head band director. So I said, okay. I didn't have Dr. Little number of times, so I reached out to some folks. One of them is standing right here, unpredictable. Just stick your head in real quick. So I text this guy right here. And I said, man, do you have Dr. Little's phone number? Because Coach Prime is trying to reach him. Long story short, I get him on the phone together. And Doc, I'm going somewhere with this. I saw recently, a couple of weeks ago, you and Coach Prime sitting down for that face-to-face meeting. Tell us what you can. I know you can't divulge a lot of stuff, but what are you guys plotting for this fall, man? Because I was on that call, and the call was enough, but I wasn't in the meeting.
Right. So without going and giving away too much, basically what we have here at Jackson State is special, right? So we are on the cusp of creating something that has never been done before. So when you have a notable football coach, a Hall of Famer, coupled with a HBCU, so you got that ingredient, and then you have the mystique of the Sonic Boom of the South and what we bring to the university, we were basically talking about how we can merge both of those entities together to create something that the world has never seen before. And so we all know Coach Prime, you know, he has that energy and he has that foresight. So he talked about some things that he would like for the band to do to kind of amp him up in the football team. And that's what we're there ultimately at the game to do, to support the football team. And so we just talked about some initial plans. And again, we plan to meet again, hopefully in the future, but we talked about some initial plans on what we can do to carve out how we're going to build this monument of the game day experience that we want to create at Jackson State University. So that's basically what that meeting was about, that initial meeting was about.
Sure thing, Dr.
One more thing before we let you go, Dr. Little. We've seen the renderings of the building. Let the folks know what we can do to help raise the funds and awareness to get that project off the ground.
Well, actually, with the building, that particular rendering was not supposed to be shared. So I really can't talk about it. Yeah, so that was kind of leaked, if you will. So I can't disclose any information about that just yet. But again, I am indebted to President Hudson for, you know, believing in the vision for the building. I think he had mentioned it on you guys' podcast, you know, probably about a month or so ago. So that's something that we're definitely working on. And once we get ready to roll it out formally, we just need, you know, the support. You know, once we get approval from President Hudson, we're definitely going to move forward with that project. So just kind of stay tuned once we formally roll it out. That was kind of leaked out, but, you know, we're definitely excited about that project once we get everything formally approved.
Well, I just want you to know now, when you go to my page and see it, I wasn't the primary. It was a repost, so don't get mad at me, Doc. I love the boom. Don't call me though.
No, we know it wasn't you, Brother Neely. We pinpointed, you know, the individual that put it out there, and it was actually the gentleman who is actually doing the renderings for us. So it was just miscommunication. I mean, he's excited about the product. He does amazing work. I mean, we are very thankful for him with putting that together. So I think it was just a sense of miscommunication. That's all, because everybody's excited about the project.
Very excited.
No doubt about it, Dr. Lowell. We appreciate you stopping by. So many great things coming out of the music department over there. Sonic Boom of the South. You know, Doc, and I know you get this all the time. You probably be in the grocery store and somebody be like, hey, what are y'all playing this week? You know, we totally get it. So if I can make my little request, anything with Frankie Beverly and Maze, love it.
Absolutely. Look, we're going to have some Frankie Beverly and Maze coming up the next game. You got my word on that.
No doubt about it. Thank you for stopping by here with Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. Really appreciate you stopping by.
No problem, guys. It's always a pleasure. Keep doing what you're doing.
Sure thing. We're going to take a break here. Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club, Charles Bishop and Neely.
Hey, Chuck, before we go to a break, here's a quick teaser about who's up next, though.
Uh-oh.
Coach Reed is in the house.
Coach Reed is in the house. I tell you what, when we come back from this break, we will talk with some more guests. Coach Reed over there in the house at Stamp Superburgers. It's Charles Bishop. It's Neely. It's Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. We'll be right back. I have in
me the ability. Support the Black College Sports Network so we can continue to provide you coverage. Go to myjbn.com/support and be a part of the Black College Sports Network.
Tell everybody they can follow their dreams.
Have you had your Earth Blend coffee today? At Earth Blend Coffee, we take pride in offering you the very best of beans across the world, blended and roasted to perfection, giving you superior quality and satisfying and flavorful taste. Experience the world in one cup with Earth Blend Coffee.
It's never too early to plant the seed, to share the tradition, and instill a sense of pride in your HBCU with your little ones. HBCU Pride and Joy Children's Boutique helps you share your school spirit with a wide selection of adorable kids' apparel and accessories officially licensed from your favorite HBCU. Visit HBCUPrideJoy.com and follow us on all social media at HBCU Pride Joy on Facebook and Twitter.
It's like a loop machine. All around town, trying to get down.
Hey, welcome back to Tiger Talk live with the 1400 Club. We are at Stamp Superburgers. Exciting day here, man. The crowd is picking up. The burgers are lining up. But we got a next special guest here, Chuck, and I'm going to hand over my headphones. But watch this, though, because we are COVID aware. Got these.
There you go.
We're going to do the wipe down. We're going to hand it to her. One of her assistant coaches is here, Coach Ward. She's lining up on another device. So we're about to have a little fun. Y'all ready? Here we go.
Coach Reed, welcome back in. You are a frequent guest here on Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. Welcome back in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I love being with you guys. Y'all do such a great job.
No doubt. We appreciate it. We're in that late part of February here, and we have, rotation set. We have roles that have been defined. Talk a little bit about where your team is right now as we get ready for the SWAC tournament in a week and a half.
Well, right now, we're just trying to get back in the rhythm of things. You know, we set out before playing Grambling almost 2 weeks. And so it's just getting us back into that rhythm right now. I'm really proud of where our girls are. They fought through a lot of challenges, you know, with the snowstorm, with everything that happened with that and being out of our facility, being out of their dorms and hotels. So I'm just really happy where they are, the focus that they have. And they just want to go get it at this point. So, you know, we are excited and we're pushing towards the conference tournament, which will be March 10th. And so we're just trying to get ready for that.
No doubt about it. We had a weather event with the pandemic as well, but you guys persevered and had a tremendous win on national TV, NBA TV. Talk a little bit about just trying to navigate these things in terms of trying to get that victory.
Well, that week was so tough, you know, but God is so good because Grambling went through the same situation. They had as much snow as we had. They didn't have practice. They didn't have water. You know, they had some of the same things we had. One thing that I think our girls, you know, did on their own was they went into the gym. You know, they walked to the gym because coaches couldn't drive to get there. They got workouts in on their own. They put themselves through an entire practice of an hour long, and they did weights with the strength and conditioning coach. They were determined to be great for that Grambling game and to have a great showing on NBA TV, and I was extremely proud of them. We could have gave up. We had no lights in the gym. We had no heat. It was playing basketball in 30, 40 degree weather, but the girls pushed through. And I told them, y'all, this is a testimony. You know, this is a testimony. One day we'll look back at this and say, this is what prepared us for tough times. And so, you know, it was really tough getting ready for that game, but nevertheless, everybody put their hard hats on and got with it.
You know, one thing we always talk about, yourself, we talk about the players. But I want to give some room right now to talk about your staff because they put in so much hard work in getting this team prepared night in, night out.
Man, my staff does a great job. You know, when I'm at home with my son doing virtual school, my staff is at work, you know, preparing for the next game. They're at work working out players, getting the players better. You know, they're recruiting constantly day and night, bringing in the best top recruits in the country. And that's what you want. You know, we weren't always where we are right now in terms of my staff. You know, people see the wins and they see all the glory, but they don't really know the story. But when you're in the first year program, it's a lot that goes behind it. It's a lot of chemistry that you have to build, not just with your team, but with your staff as well. And I'm thankful that we finally got that chemistry built this year with my staff. They work great together. We have ups and downs, but everybody, they motivate and encourage each other through it all. So I'm just proud of how hard they work for us. The program and the shift that's happening is not all me. It's not all my team. My staff has a big part in that as well.
No doubt about it. Now, the pandemic being what it is, the schedule has been in flux. This weekend, our opponent is whom?
Our opponent is Valley.
Okay, our opponent is Mississippi Valley. Has there been discussion or do we know about the postponed games, whether they will be made up before the SWAC tournament?
You know, a lot of teams have been trying to make up those games. And to be honest with you, you have to be strategic with it.
Sure.
If you play too much basketball, it's going to weaken you. It's going to fatigue you. And you won't be your best going into the conference tournament. And if you do that, you may have a misrepresentation in the conference tournament that may win and end up going to the NCAA tournament just because a good team fell out because of fatigue. So the commissioner has made a great point and a big stand on not making up COVID games. The schools who have to get 13 games in, they're trying their best to make those games up. But the ones who already have their 13 games, they're just kind of moving forward. And right now, I'm really hoping we can just keep moving forward and not make up games. We don't really have space for them.
Sure thing. Well, Coach Reed, as always, we always thank you for stopping by a Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. I can't see the mask. Is that Coach Ward over there beside you?
That's Coach Ward.
Okay, Coach Ward, well, welcome in. We really appreciate all the work that you do. You're a legend unto yourself, especially with Jackson Public Schools and everything that you've done, an author as well. But Coach Ward, talk to us a little bit about some of the things from a staff standpoint that you would love to see the players transition into as we get ready for the SWAC tournament.
It's very important for us that we, you know, just kind of stick together and just stay focused. We're getting ready to go down a big stretch right now. And it's very important that the girls are just continuously locked in. I mean, they're doing a phenomenal job. Us as coaches, we are really trying to make sure that we continue to back Coach Reed and make sure that we're, you know, just there being a backbone for it. And it's just important for us to just stay together. We have a lot of basketball to play. We have a lot of opportunities and a lot of great things to go and get. And so it's very important for us that we stay together during this time.
No doubt. Coach Reed, Coach Ward, thank you once again for stopping by the Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. You're always welcome. You always provide such great insight into the Lady Tiger basketball program.
Thank you so much. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. No doubt about it. Well, I tell you what, we're waiting on Neely and our next guest. I think we got DJ IE is in the waiting room, Neely.
Yes, sir. I think he is, and we got Unpredictable here, so he can come on over. And we got SID Driscoll in the building as well, man. Crowd's picking up here. I know we got some other coaches and players on the way.
There we go. Is that DJ Unpredictable?
That is Unpredictable. He get his headphones in now.
I thought she'd AD.
Okay. My bad. Well, you know, you're on the camera now, so yeah. Driscoll walked up during the live to correct me on something, so
but of course,
yeah,
no doubt about it. DJ Unpredictable, man, welcome back in to Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. You guys have a yeoman work coming up here in September down in Miami. Talk a little bit about what you guys have planned for that Jackson State, Florida A&M Orange Blossom Classic.
And listen, man, first and foremost, I want to thank Tiger Talk Podcast with the 1400 Club. I want to thank Stamp Super Burger for allowing us to be here today, man. And a shout out to everybody who has spoken before me. Go Tigers, go Tigers, go Tigers. You know, before I start anything, man, I'd just like to sing a little bit and say, you know, I'm so glad I went to JSU. You know what I mean? you know, some people, that don't hit their heart like it hit mine. But I get it. It's not the BLL ain't in their DNA, but Miami during Labor Day weekend, Jackson State University, Florida A&M University, historically black college and universities in South Beach, Miami on Labor Day weekend is going to be a big deal. And our crew, we came to play, which consists of myself, DJ IE, who is on the call now, DJ Freeze, man. We are excited about some of the outstanding events that we have planned for all HBCU when they make it to South Beach, Miami during Labor Day weekend. We have ourselves a Welcome to Miami party that will be held on that Friday, September 3rd at Racket, which is located in the Wynwood District of Miami. And then on that Saturday, we have an amazing Gentleman White yacht party. And I'm going to let my man DJ IE speak on that a little bit more. But Racket for that Friday night, it's in an artsy district. It's located in the Wynwood area of South Beach, Miami. And man, listen, it's going to be a big deal. From 5 p.m., we'll take it all the way to 2 to 3 a.m. in the morning. Our website is where you need to go visit and get your weekend passes today. It is going to be wecame2play.com/Miami2021. Get yourself a weekend pass, and it's going to be a big deal. And at this time, I'm going to yield to my business partner, DJ IE. Let him introduce himself. Tell you guys.
Well, let's do this. Won't you yield to the host?
Oh, how dare me. I will yield to the host over this way or this way.
Hey, man, look at you. I fight y'all over unpredictable. Somebody walk here right now and say, I don't like unpredictable. They got to fight. They got to fight both of us. So we got IE has joined. IE, give me a thumbs up. You can hear me. You there? There he is. There he is. So look, man, you know, you guys have put together these events over multiple homecomings, multiple years. Now we have this Labor Day Orange Blossom Classic in Miami taking place. I know it's February, but it'll be September before we know it. What do people need to do to get ready, and what can they expect?
Well, you know, Miami, as anything that we've done in the past, we're just trying to do our best to bring the best experience to JSU alumni and friends. We want everybody to come down there to Miami and enjoy themselves and have a good time. And let's make some memories that we will never forget and take with us throughout our lifetime. We're like Jackson State came to Miami, we painted the town blue and white and splashed red, and it'll never be the same after we leave.
Never, never. Never. And, you know, now part of y'all's partnership, you know, you got these events, but standing here to my right, this fella also is the game day DJ during the Dames game. So we don't want to leave that part out. So Karamo DJ Unpredictable. talk to us about, you know, how all this came together, game day DJ and keeping the crowd live, because you were a drum major in the Boom.
Yeah.
So we knew we got the Sonic Boom, but you're filling in those gaps, DJing and now kicking off these major events.
Right. So listen, man, shout out to our outstanding athletic director, Ashley Robinson, and his team. And Dennis will be coming up shortly. But listen, man, that team of people, they get it. Game day pageantry. That's what it's all about, man. They brought us together in a room and said, this is what we want to do. And we have been doing it for the last 2 to 3 years. And the fans are starting to catch on. It's all about that energy that we can relay down to our fans that send it down to the football team to make it an intimidating situation for our opponents. So we got some good things coming from the Jumbotron, sound effects, we got visuals, we got DJ in the press box playing all the today's hit records. Whatever we got to do to get the fans fired up, to send that energy down to the football team, that's what we're going to do, man. And Ashley Robinson and his team, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Good stuff, good stuff.
No doubt about it, good stuff, man. Well, hey. DJ Unpredictable, DJ IE, man, thank you guys for stopping in with Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. The live broadcast coming to you today from the Black College Sports Network, also coming from Stamp Superburgers, where my partner, Neely, is camped out. He has other guests over there with him. Who else is over there with you, Neely?
Hey, man, we got a lot. We got Driscoll is coming up next. He's going to come on Karamu on Unpredictable's feed right there. So we just got a lot going on, man. The crowd is picking. Let me do this, Chuck. Let me do this. Watch this. You see them burgers getting made back there, man? Do you see that?
Yes.
Phil Stamps, wave your hand. Yeah. Al Stamps, wave your hand. Yeah, man, we just here, man. The crowd is coming on in. So if you're in Jackson, come on to Stamp Superburg, grab lunch. Don't want to forget our killer sponsors out there. Chambers and Gaylord Law Firm stepped up and sponsored today. Churchill Smoke Shop, of course, Stamp Burgers, where we are. And we're going to be taking this show on Game Weeks live each week to different Black businesses, particularly those that are near and dear to JSU. So, Chuck, we're here. Man. Somebody grown daughter gonna hug me tonight, and it's gonna be a mixture of Bond Number 9 and Stamp Burgers, because that's all I got on right now.
Thank you, Neely.
Hey, man, look, you, how long can you trust me on a live broadcast? You know something's coming.
Well, I tell you what, we have Stamps is definitely a landmark. It is a landmark. It's an institution in Jackson, right in the Jackson State community, if you will. It is where so many of us, Friday after class, we stop by Stamps Superburgers and get us a burger going into the weekend, or game day. You get your burger, you head down to the stadium. So it is great to be broadcasting from a place that is near and dear to so many of our hearts.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we have with us now, man, the associate. Don't pay attention to that name down there. It says Karamu Cunning, but this is not DJ Unpredictable. This is the other Unpredictable. Dennis Driscoll, ladies and gentlemen, Associate Athletic Director, Jackson State University. Dennis, welcome again to Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. Chuck, take it away with him.
No doubt about it, Dennis. You wear so many hats in terms of being Associate Athletic Director. What are the things? We know we had the cancellation with the football game, but there are other sports that are being played in Jackson this weekend. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, tonight at 6 p.m., we got baseball. Home opener, a three-game non-conference set against UAPB. 6 o'clock tonight, 6 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock on Sunday. So we've been busy preparing for that. Then, of course, you got the SWAC round, the SWAC tennis roundup in Baton Rouge. That was postponed last week, so they moved it to this weekend. And then we have basketball on the road at Valley, softball's in Vicksburg, soccer is Sunday in Vicksburg. So what you have right now is just JSU sports nirvana. It is everywhere.
It is everywhere. No doubt about that. It's definitely everywhere. And like I joke with you all the time about wearing so many hats, but you do them well. You do them well, and we're very appreciative of all the work that you put in on behalf of Jackson State University. What are some things that you really want to get out about Jackson State Athletics?
Man, I'll say personally, the love that Jackson State has shown me has been fantastic. So just on a personal level, that's what I want to say. I want to say thank you to all the alums and all the supporters that I know at a personal level. Neely right here.
Yes.
I'm not an alum of JSU, but I feel like I have more of a relationship with Jackson State than my own alma mater. So let's not broadcast that around. I'm pretty sure there's a school up north that would probably be a little mad at me about that. But Jackson State brand is something that is just, you can't compare it to anything. The block is legendary, just not in Jackson. Like, let's go back to the day of the PlayStation 2 when Jackson State was on the video game.
Yes.
I used to, and I'm in middle school at the time, I used to import Jackson State into the Big 12. And I would play them, you can do that, start a dynasty. And I just didn't know. I mean, at that time, I didn't know what Jackson State was, but I heard of Jackson State. And then growing up as a football fan, Jackson State, to me, is, it's a top-tier blue blood program. Mm-hmm. Just not in football, but everywhere. And that's the reason why this position attracted me. I mean, this is the top of the top. This Jackson State is the best of the best. So, I'm trying to build upon that with social media and marketing and take it to the next level. We lead the SWAC in all the social media. Like, it's not even close. Last year this time, there was a conference on campus with all the alumni associates across the country, and we were behind Southern in Facebook flights. They had us, but we have surpassed Southern. So we lead in Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We lead it all. It's not even close. So we're just the best of the best, and it's just a privilege to work with the coaches and our student athletes to promote that message, because the I love just means so much to so many people.
Yes, sir. Well said, Dennis. We only got one more hurdle to cross as far as our numbers, and that's when we surpass Charles Bishop's only fan page subscription. Once you get more, I had to get him. So Dennis, we got our first home game behind us. We had a second one coming, and it got postponed due to COVID issues. Give us some of those lessons learned from that first week. Chuck and I, man, we were very complimentary of the process. We had to get there early for COVID testing so you could be on the field. Everything was safe and secure as possible. But what are some of those things? We've heard some people have some issues with the ticketing process and checking in. What are some of the things that we're now got to work on for these next home games?
I think overall we got to stay patient with the process.
Amen.
COVID-19, the pandemic has definitely changed how we have to proceed on a game day operational standpoint. So for us, you know, we arrive earlier than we have in the past, get everything in position. You know, we just need to dot our I's and cross our T's and just move on from that standpoint. You know, I think what you're going to see at the Valley game, you're probably going to see some more security. We mm-hmm. mean that.
Of course.
That's from that standpoint.
Sure.
No, you're good. You're good. Yeah, good stuff, man. Good stuff. We just had a little feedback. Hey, man, we're in a restaurant live and the crowd is picking up, so we're going to have some signal interruptions here and there.
No doubt. I can hear. It's all good. You're still coming through clear. But, you know, Dennis, I wanted to say you've been a tremendous friend to the podcast in terms of all the things that you've done in terms of helping us secure guests and helping us secure guests, especially within the athletic department. Very complimentary of you, very thankful for how you've helped the Tiger Talk podcast grow. Myself, Neely, D-Core, C-Core Collins, you've been a tremendous asset in terms of helping us move forward with this podcast that has really taken off.
I appreciate that, Charles. You're my favorite guy. Don't tell this guy that, but you know, you're my favorite guy.
No doubt about it.
Hey, I just had the benefit of proximity. I know Chuck is the favorite, but Chuck is in Houston. You know, I can reach out. Watch this. I'm on my screen, but I can reach out and touch Dennis on his. So it's hard to beat boots on the ground, man. But I echo that, Dennis, man. It's a pleasure to work with you and A.D. Robinson. You guys are not just open doors and open hearts to us, but to the entire fan base. You know, I've had people call me and say, hey, man, can you get me this meeting in athletics? Like, call the number. go knock on the door. Like, these guys are not hiding from anybody. They talk about challenging and difficult issues up front. So it's a pleasure to work with this team. And I'm just looking forward to getting past the rest of this spring season, get the spring SWAC championship in football, get one in men's and women's basketball and baseball and volleyball. Volleyball team is rolling.
I know a lot of emphasis
is on football, understandably so, but this guy right here, man, his team, they run all of athletics, and everybody is hitting this crescendo. So baseball is about to get underway. This is a busy man. I appreciate you taking that time out, Dennis, to come hang out with us. Have you ever had a stamp brother?
Oh, I've had several. Look, you can't see it here, but I got a gut. And it's because of hamburgers. I'm a hamburger guy. I love hamburgers. When I arrived here almost three years ago, that first week, I came down here because I got on Google and I was like, best burger joints in Jackson, and Stamps number one. So I made it here pretty quickly.
Good deal. Good deal.
No doubt about it. Stamps is definitely the diet buster, if you will. David, before you leave, tell us about your staff and who works with you.
I have a great staff. You know, I wouldn't trade them at all for anyone. Blake Weir, he's the assistant director of athletic communications. He assists me in getting all the information and news out. I know he's been working really, really hard. And I appreciate him very, very much. James Motley, he's our marketing coordinator. So the cool graphics you see out there, he's the one that does those. We have a couple interns that work with us. Brianna May, she we joke with her. She kind of feels like she schedules our days for us. She keeps us on track, and we have several work study students that help us. And you know, we're definitely appreciate their effort, because at the end of the day, for these operations to work, students are a key part of that, and they gain that experience that they need, and they become involved in something that's just awesome, and that's Jackson State Division of Athletics.
No doubt about it.
Well said. Well said.
Well said.
Well said. Dennis, we appreciate you, man, and like always, I'll be texting you later today and tomorrow and calling, so it's not a goodbye. It's a talk to you in the next 30 minutes or so. And
Charles.
Thank you, Dennis.
Charles.
No doubt. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, man. All right.